This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, November 23rd. God's word to you today is my portion. Our scripture reading is taken from John 14, verse 12, and it says, I tell you the truth, anyone who believes in me will do the same works I have done, and even greater works, because I am going to be with the Father. God expects us to leave a spiritual heritage for our children. The first of the three bedrock questions we must ask ourselves is, what am I leaving? The Bible instructs us in Proverbs 22, verse 6 from the Voice Translation, teach a child how to follow the right way. Even when he is old, he will stay on that course. So many parents these days do not even discipline their children anymore. Some are unwilling to discipline their children and will fight anyone that attempts to discipline their children. The child is badly behaved. People are helping you teach him or her common sense, and you are fighting the people that are helping you deliver your child from destruction. You should be happy that someone is trying to deliver your child from destruction. What are you leaving for your children? Is it life or death? The second bedrock question is, what has been left for me? What have I received? It is really important for us to know our heritage in God. If nothing was left for you, understand that there is nothing and know that you have work to do. Do not pretend that you have something when you do not have anything. God can start from anywhere. If something was left for you, you need to acknowledge what you have. Philemon 1 verse 6 from the New King James Version says, that the sharing of your faith may become effective by the acknowledgement of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. You have to acknowledge what you have. Imagine having $10 billion in an account that has been willed to you, but it is unknown to you. As long as you do not know that you have that financial inheritance, you cannot invest it or spend it. Also, if what you have inherited is a negative, you should know. For some people, what they have inherited is witchcraft. It was fed to you from your parents' mouth at birth. You need to acknowledge it to eradicate it from your life first, before you can begin to fulfill your destiny in God. If you do not eradicate it, it will stand against you. It is possible to be saved, baptized in the Holy Spirit, and still carry goods from the negative supernatural. I previously did not think it was possible, but now I know it is possible and salvation is not fake. We used to have training sessions for workers back in the day. One of the sessions deals with the twofold call, Moses, know me, Moses, go for me. Moses had to identify what was in his hand and lay it down before God could use it. You need to identify that which is in you and lay it down, then trust God to fill you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I lay my life before you. I surrender every negative and positive inheritance. Jesus, fill me with your life and be my portion forever. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.